USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Tropical storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before it makes that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Both President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani have indicated a willingness to meet. John Clements reports.
There is speculation that the meeting could take place as the two attend a UN General Assembly meeting in New York during the last week of September. Speaking at a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the conclusion of the G7 summit in Paris, Mr. Trump indicated there would have to be some preconditions to the talks with Iran.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
A U.S. embargo has stifled foreign investments with Tehran as a number of foreign companies have left Iran to avoid being sanctioned.
Stocks had a wobbly day on Wall Street as anxious investors shifted money to government bonds, gold, and other traditional safe haven assets. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 120 points to 25,777. The S&P 500 fell 9.22 to 2869. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberal billionaire Tom Steyer will have at least one more chance to qualify for the next Democratic presidential debate before the deadline, thanks to two new polls expected to be released tomorrow morning. If he makes it, organizers say they'll spread the debate over two nights, just like June and July. Two pollsters, Quinnipiac University and USA Today, have said they'll release the polls of the 2020 Democratic presidential race just under the wire before the Democratic National Committee's deadline closes. Both pollsters have been approved by the DNC as counting toward the debate qualification. Those closest to qualifying behind Steyer are Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, followed by author Marianne Williamson and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Candidates who likely won't be making it onto the stage this time around include Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, former Maryland Representative John Delaney, and Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan. With the college football season starting full swing this coming weekend, your top 10 in the Associated Press poll are as follows. Clemson is at number 1, Alabama at number 2, Georgia is 3rd, Oklahoma 4th, Ohio State is 5th, LSU is 6th, Michigan from the Big Ten is 7th, Florida is 8th, Notre Dame comes in at number 9, and at number 10 is Texas. Again, college football underway this weekend all around the country. Don't forget, you can listen anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.